I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
Like, since I started listening to Morbid, I just say, shit your dick all the time. Or, like, hold on to your butt.
Hold on to your butt, yep.
It's so good.
Get it together, guys. That's my favorite. Like, get it together.
People are always going to people.
Yeah.
One thing about people, they're going to people.
Maybe that's where I got that from, too, because they say that. But it's true. It's great. Great words of wisdom.
People are always going to people. Speaking of people being people, hi, I'm Molly Stewart. I have a vagina and unfortunately it is bleeding right now. There is something about the first day of your period that makes me feel like I have COVID brain. Like whatever is inside at one point, it was a potato that if you plugged enough wires into it, it could like power a light bulb. But now someone mashed it, they heated it, they mashed it again. And this is what we're working with. So I apologize in advance. I had a cute skirt on. You get sweatpants because
we're big chilling. You're like, it's allowed, you know. I don't even know what day it is.
I have no idea what day it is.
we're on a level because like I went out last night. I don't go out. I think we have similar lifestyles. Like
yeah,
I go to bed pretty early. I wake up with the sun. I'm working out. I'm eating healthy. Y'all, yada yada. I come out to Vegas. I'm working a lot. I need a little break, so I went out last night. I went out to like. Probably 3:30, went to bed at 5.
How are you alive?
I'm not.
Oh.
So
we're kind of on the same level.
Very much. Yeah.
I'm riding that wavelength.
I'm actually happy that we're, you know.
We're kind of synced up in other ways.
We're in this together. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Alex Lynx has come back to join the pod. I haven't had you on in so long.
I'm so happy. When you asked me, I was like,
I like that we're both wearing the little fake freckles today, too.
The fact that we both, like, go, can't speak words. The English is not Englishing.
No.
The fact that we are both where we're at, but we look good.
We look good. We look good. We're here. You like sweatpants sometimes. And honestly, right now in this moment, if you're watching, I don't give a you like. I'll be frank with you. I'll be Bob if you want. I don't care. I'm wearing sweatpants. Get over it. Sometimes people comment like, oh, like you used to wear such cute outfits on the pod.
There's so much content out there in the universe for cute outfit time.
Please. Can I just have a moment where we can just like say words and shift around a lot in our seat because we don't know how to sit like a normal person? Can we just do that?
That looks like a comfy chair though.
It is pretty comfy. But sometimes it spins when I don't want it to. And then I'm like, I'm rethinking this decision. Speaking of, we weren't speaking of it at all, but we shot content together. And do we want to talk about what the f*** goes on at shoot houses? Because I don't go to them very often anymore. So when I walk into a place, it's like I forget. People are like, why did you stop doing mainstream? Shoot houses. I only narrowed it down after we shot at that house because that is why.
Honestly, dude, I'm traumatized. Well, I think we're both traumatized.
We're both a little I think Ivan is traumatized.
That takes a lot.
Yeah, because Ivan's seen some
Ivan has seen everything and literally seen some
Literally. He probably like accidentally actually saw some so.
Yeah, so I booked a shoot house. You know, I come out to Vegas. I like to shoot in all kinds of different locations. I've shot out a lot of shoot houses in Vegas and LA, and I saw this was a new one. I said, oh, goody, looks sick in the photos.
Yeah.
This place was very clean looking.
So in the photos, they don't show the floor.
They don't show a lot in the photos, and it seemed like it was at one point perhaps a little more put together, different bedding, different, more put together, but I kind of also doubt it. Like
I kind of feel like they bought it. They put paint on the walls. They made it dark.
Yeah.
And they were like, there we go. Because at one point in the bedroom, I wanted just a little bit of sunshine because it was so dark in that house. And I was like, I want to see the sun. And so I throw open the curtains and it's just like a stack of old clothes. Like there's no windows. I was like, Ugh, what is this?
That makes that house even worse.
It was crazy. Did they show the leaf toilet seat?
So the toilet seat was what? Oh, no, not that one. No, that was a different one. Oh, my God. There were multiple
toilet seat incidents. In weird locations.
So the leaf toilet. Yeah. Okay, listen. I've been having this conversation with multiple people. If I were to have a shoot house, it would be my pride and joy. Like, you have a lot of vibes going on in all your rooms. It's very polished, very put together, yes. So clean, so clean. It's so cool. I paid for this house by the hour. You would think there would be efforting involved, even like the bare minimum. There was not even the bare minimum. Do you want to say like what the features of this house?
Well, some of the features that I would note about this house is that there was a lot of dirt in the front yard, but no landscaping, but quite a bit of trash, which was at first mildly concerning. But, you know, Vegas winds, we just had all those windstorms. I'm like, certainly the wind must have just pushed some rubble into this yard. But then when you walk inside the house, I would say that the next feature that I noticed was the giant stack of dirty dishes in the sink. And for some reason in my head, I was like, wait, is Ivan staying here?
I don't think Ivan would ever stay there.
But Ivan is clean. I've been to Ivan's house.
Yeah.
And he lives in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wait, why are there dirty dishes in the sink? Like, how long have they rented out the space for?
Also, it definitely smelled bad. Like, in the kitchen, like, I was like, how long have these dishes been sitting here?
Like, if you stood too close to the sink, and by too close, I mean at the countertop where you have to put all of your things because there's nowhere else to put your stuff. You smell all of the last meals that they had over maybe the last week because nobody had cleaned that. So I needed to throw something away. So we're looking for the trash. We're opening the drawers. There's nothing. There's just like weird dirty dishes. Like somehow there's dirty dishes in the sink and in the cabinets. It didn't even make sense. Finally pull open the pull trash and it is stacked to the brim. Like you open it to have trash falling out the sides of it.
Yeah.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Well, I can't. I don't even have words for this situation. Again, like there was one thing after another, red flag after red flag. And like there were literal, it was overfilled. And then there were like 400 cans stacked on top of that. And I was like,
how have these not fallen out? Like, how are they still? It's just crazy to me. And like, I feel like trash day was pretty recent. Like, I feel at a certain point. And then you think, okay, well, maybe they had a rager or something. But then the bathroom trash can is also somehow full of just like nasty, nasty. But what we really need to discuss with the feature of the bathroom was, I would say one of the features is on your way to the bathroom, your feet would be black in an instant.
Oh, yeah.
Which was always really fun because when you're shooting content, you definitely want to have dirt all over your feet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But the grime. It looked like the bathroom had grown fur.
Literally. It had like an air of like moistness, but only in that specific room. It just
like someone had showered right before we got there.
Yeah, and the rugs.
I didn't want to touch them, so I hovered. I don't know what to tell you. I hovered. I didn't want my butt cheeks to touch whatever was going on there because there was like a leaf toilet seat, which I'd never seen before, and it was slightly askew. And there was somehow nastiness like all over the sink.
Used towels.
That's where the smell came from. Let's be real right now. Because if you could think of a crevice that might appear in a room, I guarantee you that it was coated with like this much dust and grime and filth and like snot or something. Ugh. It was
bodily fluids.
I just tried not to look. I'm just like looking up at the ceiling, but then you look up at the ceiling, you're like, oh, it's wait, like that's gross too.
Everything was disgusting in this house, and like I've seen some shit too, and like I was saying, like this is, I mean, we've both been around for a long while now, many years in this business. We've been to many shoot houses, and this was probably the worst one I've ever been to. They're not ever, I mean, there's some that are gorgeous, and there's some that you're like, well, whatever. But never all of those things all at once.
Yeah.
Maybe you go to shoot house and it's clean, but then there's dirty dishes in the sink, and it's like, eh, but whatever, you know?
This looked like... It was like a hoarder's house after they've cleared out most of the stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way to explain it. Yeah. And oh my God. But the kicker was too, the reason why I booked this place was because the photos made it look cool. And there were different, like, didn't I tell you there was supposed to be like a skee ball machine there? Because there were in the photos. It just wasn't there.
There's like, oh no, we pawned that. See, it was one of the things that got taken out in the hall because And I feel like that last house that we both tried to book, because of the heart tub, which was also another feature. Listen, this heart tub was a feature, let me tell you.
Cool.
It did look cool. And I think the photos, and I think it all came out cool.
What we did, everything we did came out cool. But like, it's like Instagram versus reality.
What we like to share is the harrowing events that we can go through to create the content that you look at and you think, wow. What a production.
Amen.
Look how hot they are.
You know, people are always like, what are you going back? You abandoned the industry. I'm like, we just endured like the pits of some crack house
for
hours and hours on end.
For hours.
To create
multiple baby wipes, wiping off those feet just endlessly. Like I was just shuffling around.
The glass.
I sat on glass. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, I need a moment because I'm getting so stressed out thinking about this house. And y'all, David, if anything happens,
right,
censor it. But the bra is coming off. I cannot endure this any longer. My back hurts. I'm fucking old. Like, leave me alone. Why can't I undo my own bra? You know, it's the first time I put. There it is. Okay,
we've reached a point. You know what? You got to.
This is.
Here.
You just have to. All right.
You gotta stay cozy. How good does that feel?
It is almost taking. Off your bra is almost better than coming.
It's
if
up
you've
there.
Been wearing it for long enough,
it's like you can breathe.
I think that's what it is. Like, I think sometimes I almost never wear bras, so when I do, I try to avoid it on the podcast. I don't know why I made that choice today. I don't know why I thought I could do that on today of all days, the first day of my period. I don't know why I thought I had that inside of me, but I don't. But it is that thing of like, I feel like I can't like fully breathe, and I start to like panic that I'm like,
anyway. I feel you have been there.
Crazy. Anyway, so this tub.
the glass.
Where do we start?
There's more stuff. Where to start?
There's just so much. There's just so much that's happening. So we walk into the bedroom, and at first you're kind of like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, there's a bed or whatever. It has a red blanket. Don't touch the red blanket.
It's a texture blanket.
It's a texture thing, and it was like not even microfiber. It was like long microfiber, which is like corduroy for some reason. Like I can't do it. So there's also these chairs. So I'm over there sitting in a cuck chair watching Alex take her singles photos, and I was like, why does my butt hurt? And I lift up, and I have a piece of glass in my butt. Just a tiny shard of glass just stuck in my butt cheek. What is this place? Do you use a vacuum? Hire someone. I
like
feel
a meth
like
lab. It was meth lab vibes.
There were things going on in that house.
I can't
that
even.
I feel like you were saying that there's like going to be a party there. And we're like, who are these
so
people?
I'm actually really eager to hear. I'm working with Ivan tomorrow, and I'm eager to hear. Or even tonight, I'm sure when he gets back, he's going to tell me what the vibe was. Because
please.
I told him straight up. I was like, because Ivan left 2 ring lights on that set. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, here, let me message a woman, the owner of the house. And she's like, oh, yeah. Like,
I'm sorry. A woman owns that house?
Oh, yeah. By the way, so her husband.
I don't know why that makes it so much worse.
So wait, hold on. I'm going to tell you the backstory behind this in a minute.
Okay.
But Ivan's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to swing by this evening. That would be best. And I told her, and she's like, oh, no problem. Like, we're having a party. Like, he can either call me, gives her number, or you can just come on in. So I'm like, Ivan, like, who the fuck? Like, who's going to be hanging out at this house willingly? And what kind of party is happening there?
There's some hard drugs going on in that house, I feel.
Yeah, so I'm really eager. I'll let you know as soon as
please,
I
need updates because I need to know. I'm just so curious about the kind of people.
Yeah.
Because like, it doesn't have to be like supremely nice, but I feel like there's a level that, like, I mean, even letting chores fall behind for me, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll see some dust on stuff. I'm like, oh, that's gross. I should clean it.
So this is like cake dirt.
But like, when you add, it's like, that's years. That is years.
That's an accumulation of bullshit, like, for a long time.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like a toxic relationship. Like, it starts off like, here's a little bit. I'll just keep ignoring that. And no, I just won't think about it. And all of a sudden you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm covered in
it. Yeah. And people live there, by the way. This is not just like a rented house. Like, people are, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm saying, like, this is not just like a shoot house. Like, people actually live there.
No.
Yeah. So the guy, so for, this was weird too. So
did
I was going to say
you
before.
Did you with a strap on someone's marital bed?
Dude, I don't know. So I don't know. I don't actually know. But you also.
I'm so scared.
Hold on. Imagine somebody is like existing in that room. Like, yuck. There's like a toilet in the middle of the room.
I want to rip off my skin. I need to like climb out of this membrane that I am trapped in right now.
It's
so uncomfortable.
Can we get a new one?
Can I just start over? Whoever is playing me as the character in the simulation, I want out. I can't do it anymore. As a shoot house, it made sense because I'm like, okay, they just don't pay someone to clean it.
That's not a shoot house, girl. Like, people live there. Because, anyways, this woman,
I am unwell.
This woman is like, oh, like, yeah, my husband/boyfriend, whatever. She said husband. It's going to be in the guest room if you need anything. So there, the whole time, I didn't know. Hold on. I didn't know. Sorry if I didn't tell you. I thought you might have known this, but I guess not because I didn't say anything. I think Ivan knew. It was So there, the whole time we're filming, there's a man fucking just lurking in the house somewhere. Like, and honestly, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Ivan's there with us. I don't think anyone's going to, like, mess with us. But... also, like, so on this house, it says adult filming allowed. That's why I booked it, you know? So I'm like, but now I'm thinking, I was like, was he just fucking sitting back there jerking out, like, beating his meat?
Yes!
Like,
yes!
God damn. And so, but after,
do you know what I picture right now? I picture that there are tiny cameras in that house and there's just a man sitting in the back room.
Honest to God, like, I wouldn't dismiss it. But we're going to try to just
move
go
past
to our happy place.
And I love that he's in the guest room. So we were, in fact, fucking on their marital bed.
Yo, that's disturbing. That room was disgusting. There was trash. Like,
also,
there was like trash and there's dirt everywhere.
Also, wait. That is your choice of blanket for the bed you sleep in?
Just a thin single.
Animals. Animals live in that house.
Something's going on in that house.
They are not okay. I am not okay. There is so much more unraveling to this house. I feel like I'm in a horror movie.
I really, like I said, I cannot fucking wait. I'm just so eager for Ivan to report back, like, his findings, because I need to know the archetype of human that's fucking chilling in this house, you know?
Girl, things have happened there that we don't want to know about, I feel. Like,
no.
Okay, so the tub.
Oh my God.
Because this ties into yet another shoot house. I don't even care if this entire episode is about motherfucking shoot houses, because y'all don't understand.
No, this is
if
traumatic.
You don't shoot content and you don't, like, book a fucking pure space to shoot content, you don't understand the depravity that lives in the minds of some of the people who own these establishments. If you can call them that. Because we both tried to book the same place, a different shoot house that had this, like, heart tub.
And it was cool. It was, like,
looked
themed.
So cool.
It was, like, a retro vibe.
So they don't tell you in the first one that, like, the tub doesn't work. Like, you can't actually use the tub. In fact, they're like, well, you could probably sit in it, but it's unstable.
Why the
Excuse
fuck?
Me? What do you mean it's unstable? And you don't want to sit in it because, once again, years of filth layered within.
Yeah, and it was dirty.
It was disgusting. It was so gross. And it was like, it looked nothing like the photos. It looked like maybe the photos had been taken like 20 years ago before someone like ran a train on this house. Like, it looked like that house looked run through. That was like, there is cum on the walls. I don't even know what's happening right now.
The first one or the second one?
Both.
So I will say that retro one, it had its like little pockets where it was fine, but that tub, like, what the fuck? Why would you own a shoot house and not like
It didn't make any sense.
Well, you know what I mean?
I didn't even shoot there.
People are shoot. Oh, really? I did. So this is what I go through.
It was to the point. Like, it. When I went there,
yeah,
it was worse than the house that we shot in.
Oh,
like,
no.
Filth-wise.
Oh, that's not good.
Like, it was, like, to the point that you hit the couch and phew, dust. And I was like, I don't want to sit and, like, finger bang myself on this weird, dusty couch.
Oh.
No, thank you. I'm not. It's not going to be a thing.
What is wrong with people? Truly.
Girl. So while we're on heart tubs, this house... All right. So at first you're like, okay, I can get past the weird microfiber, not microfiber blanket. I'll just disassociate through having to touch it and sure. It'll be fine. And then you look at the tub, you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. There's like a cute little like curtain type thing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call it? Like those changing whatever
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little mirror on the wall. One wall's kind of bare, which is kind of weird, but it's fine. Big red tub. Until you get in the tub. And then you look just to your right and you just peek over the tub. There's a toilet.
Well, like right there. It's not even like a little far. It's like
it is
right there.
It is the tank is touching the tub like this. Like that is the distance between tub and toilet. And I was like, yo.
Hot. And it was open.
And it was open at one point. I was like, I can't sit next to this open toilet anymore.
While we were shooting, like you're
it was just photos. It was just photos.
But
I scared Ivan, which was worth it.
Yeah.
I was like that. So the fact that so we're gonna take it further because there is a toilet next to the tub, open, which is like don't flush a toilet open in your home. That's insane. What are you doing? Like you're just sending particles all around. And you clearly don't clean.
Looking
are these
nasty.
People just ill all the time, or do you think that they're like cockroaches and they can like withstand any virus? Because I feel
I actually don't know, and I'd be very curious. You can't. I don't know. I'm baffled.
It was crazy.
I have no words.
And so there was cum in the tub.
There was something in
there.
Tub. It was suspicious.
Could have been lotion, soap,
it was
perhaps.
That kind of texture, color.
Viscosity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was concerned.
Yeah.
We didn't touch it. We didn't get near it.
No.
it did make an appearance.
It did make an appearance. You know what? When my fancy lemons.
Just squeeze it out into your big red tub. Now, this means that this is also a tub that you can use and fill. But they're like, be careful because the water will burn you. The water will burn you. Like, there's not a setting to also make it cold.
Just hot.
Just only hot.
Just only
and it will
boiling.
Burn you.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, we're not going to fill it. And also, it was still kind of gross. Like, enough that it was fine to sit in. But it's like, we don't want to fill this with water. So this is a tub that they use. We sat on the edge of it. It is not fixed to the floor.
She ain't stable.
I tried to like lean back just enough to pop my booty out for the shot, as you do.
Yeah.
And we almost tipped that bitch over.
Oh, yeah. That was a moment. Like,
I saw my life flash before my eyes, but all I could see was the house that we were going to die in. And I was like, I don't want
me,
not today,
today motherfuckers. No, no, no. My God. Yeah. That, and it's like, okay, well, how are you going to fill the tub? Like, and you're like, there is definitely mold under this house.
There is mold all under the house,
yeah.
All in the walls. Like, I think it just needs to be burned down. I mean,
just,
I'm not going to be the one to
gotta,
do it, but
yeah.
At some point you just have to completely start over.
Just torch
I feel.
It. Yep.
Just let it go.
Yep. Yeah. So that was, but
an
you
adventure.
Know, but you know, it was funny about this whole thing. Like, the content looks sick.
The content looks so good.
And you would never fucking know.
You would never know that we're just like tiptoeing around this nasty house.
I literally, like, I had like these, stockings.
Stockings. That's the one.
And during my, during the shoot, like I would have gone barefoot, but I had them like, I didn't have socks. I was just covered like my feet. Cause I was like, I am not.
Yeah.
Barefoot. And usually I don't give a fuck. Like I'm not like super like that, but
yeah,
like
but you could take two
house,
steps and your feet were just like.
And I was like, what the, what? I'm going to step on like a fucking needle like that.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm like, I can't. This is
there was
disgusting.
Like change all over the floor.
Yeah.
Like it,
and
there
was like
just
an
a
old
lot.
Sock. I don't know if you saw, but there was like an old sock like under the dresser. Like it was across from the bed. So while we were filming our scene, I look over and I see this fucking white sock. I'm like, oh God. I, you know, like
just one
I'm just,
discarded
I'm gonna go
sock.
I'm going to go to my happy place and like, that's it. Got to do it for the fans.
Y'all. If you listen, I know I have some fans who are a bit of hoarders because we talked about it like on Zoom and stuff like that, but y'all aren't gross. Do you know what I mean? I want to hear from people who, if this house sounds like a place that you live, can you please call in and just let me know how? I just need to know how, because I can't understand it. There's a lot that I can have empathy for and sympathy with, but this is just too mind-boggling.
Also, what's mind-boggling too, not only are you living in that, but you are actively promoting that on a website for people in town to come and pay you money to rent out, and you're like, yep, looks great. Better list this. Perfect. The fuck? And like, so it's like, I don't get it.
Do you feel like it's a lot of things are like that now? I feel like ever since COVID, there's just been so much more of that, even.
Like catfishing?
Not even catfishing, just like, that's good enough.
Can't relate.
But it's like, not like for me, but things like around, like even like with DoorDash, it'll just be like, they're just missing half your order. They deliver it to the wrong house.
Oh, that happens all the time.
They don't read your notes. They ring the doorbell.
My fucking neighbor. Like, I know my neighbor got my pumpkin spice smoothie last fall, and I'm so salty about it.
Didn't bring it back.
Didn't bring it back. He's like, mine. Yep, looks great.
That sounds like something I would have ordered.
Damn.
It's just so crazy. Yeah. Ugh.
Quality, people. Come on. We gotta step it up. We can't be slacking.
Yeah, because I just feel like if you're charging for something, it's like making content. Do you know what I mean? Like, if someone's going to spend money on something that you're creating, don't you want to like try,
put in some effort,
just like try just a little bit.
Even the people at the house try just a little bit. Like that, I don't know, well, that looks like they hadn't fucking cleaned in like decades.
Yeah, decades. But there's something about that just like reminds me, because I don't know, some of my fans tell me this anywhere, where it's like, and this is why I like working with you, because you like care about like shooting content, like the quality of stuff.
Likewise,
right?
Yeah. You actually give a fuck.
Because you do. You just have to give a fuck. Like, yeah. It's not that hard.
No. Nope.
And I hear from so many other people like, oh, I got this custom and it was like just the most basic thing and like nothing that I asked for. And like they charge so much money, or they'll like say that something is one thing in a DM and it's actually something else. And it's like, if you just like did what you said you were going to do, you wouldn't piss people off. You would have more longevity in your career. Like, it doesn't
so
make
easy.
Sense to me. It's so disrespectful too, to people who are paying money from working a job so that you can just fuck off and make content.
Right. I know. It's like, I used to have a 9-to-5. I used to have that. And it's like, I know what it's like to have to like
shit.
Really save and like have to like save up for this thing. Like, and, I don't know. Like, I want to provide my fans with a quality service. And I'm like, I couldn't, I would be embarrassed to.
I would be so embarrassed.
You know?
There's even been times where I've been like, I've made a custom and I'm like, I don't know if this is exactly what they're looking. And so I'll be like, hey, let me know what you think.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm always happy to like redo it or
same.
Like something else, like to make
don't
it up to
that
them.
Privilege,
don't
yeah.
abuse it, because let's be honest, most of you like the thing. It's like sometimes with something very specific.
Yes.
It's like, or if there was something specific and I forgot it, like that one thing, but I got everything else. I'm like, oh no.
Same. I know. I feel so bad. I feel like I let them down. I feel like I let myself down. And then on top of that, and then I offer them something too for their troubles. Like, I don't know, fucking like free scene or something, because like they ordered something from me. I did not deliver up to par. And like, we need to like make it right. You
accountability.
Know? Yeah. Because
it's like, you know, it's with OnlyFans. It's like so many people thought, oh, I can just like jump on, show my feet, show my boobs and make a bunch of money and just like, fuck you, pay me. And it's like, fuck you, pay me kind of works with some people, like subs, for instance.
Yeah,
but if
yeah,
you're not
yeah,
taking the
sure.
time to get to know your fans and mm-hmm. you're just acting like, my shit don't fucking stink, and then just like treating your fans like shit, that's not gonna last very long
no,
for you.
No,
I feel.
You heard it here. Like, I mean, we do know a thing or two, maybe.
Just a thing or two.
Yeah.
Been around the block a time or two.
Yeah, yeah. And don't you want that, you know? Like, don't you want to, like, why would you want people, like, pissed off at you? And,
no. You like, know? You just like the drama that much? Because I'd prefer
maybe.
To actually, like, I really like even just live streaming with my fans, talking to my fans, and being able to be in the
time.
DMs,
yeah.
good conversations, like conversations you don't even expect to have, and like
literally.
Learning about someone's life. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's so cool. Like, you don't want that. Like, I don't know. I just think that like the value runs a lot deeper. Like, people are more apt to actually support you on any other things you might be doing, like podcast, or if you go and you're like, oh, I have this like thing here that I want you to support. And they're like, oh, that's really cool.
Because they're a fan of you, not just like one thing yeah. that you do. Yeah. And also like, I don't know. Like I did a live stream the other night and I had the best time and I just sat there fucking like literally like a lot of times when I live stream, I'm so active. I'm playing games. I'm like doing not really cartwheels, but you know, it feels like it sometimes. I feel like a game show host. And then the other night I was just like in a bed, just like this.
What's
and, like the camera was like right there. And they spoiled the fuck out of me and we had a great conversation. It was just fun, you know? And like I barely got I end up naked? I don't remember, but like it wasn't like any kind of like show that I usually do.
Most of mine don't even end up there. It's just me like bullshitting in various stages of nudity. Yeah. Like if at all. Sometimes I'm just like
it's like
nope.
our day to day, you know?
But it's cool. And then I feel like it creates like a fun community of people. And then like even if you do like certain contests or fans start to like know each other from live streams.
I was just gonna say, do you have that too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
it's so good.
It brings me so much joy. Like people enter the room and they're like they say hi to me and then they say hi to like other users in there.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's I'm so
like,
supportive.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've always kind of been like an internet girly,
same.
Like just in the chat rooms,
same,
in the
same.
Forums.
Yeah.
And so now it's just kind of like that now.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly, most of the time, a lot more comfortable with my online community than like in-person stuff. Because like people are hard, you know? So
I mean, I barely go. I don't like it. I never was really into the expos. It was very overwhelming for me. I used to just drink
constantly.
Yeah, I'll go, like, I save it now for AVN, and that's only if someone's paying me. Otherwise, forget it. I'm just can't be bothered to go. But, you know, I agree. So that's why, like, my appearances, too, in public are very, very rare for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer to be home, and I tell everyone, like, I live on the internet. Like, that's where we live, you know?
Seriously. And it's, like, the great place for me to live, because I feel like it does give you an opportunity to be sociable. And to still have conversations with people. But there's also, you know, you just get to be like doing whatever it is that you're doing at home.
Yeah.
And they're doing whatever they're doing. You know, like sometimes people are at work and you're like, hey, should you be
all
here
the
right
time,
now?
All the time.
Should you be here right now?
I do. I give them shit too. I'm like,
it's so fun.
I know you're at work for sure. You know, there's the regulars. I'm like, I know you're at work. I know you're at work. That's amazing. One guy's like a waiter and he's like, I'm on the job right now, but.
Yeah, and it's cool because you just kind of get to also get a peek into everybody else's little lives, and it's just so fun and fascinating. And then I get to spend a shitload of time with my dogs.
Yes,
I get to like work out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like,
great.
I can just be at peace.
Yeah.
What?
And I think that's like what everyone wants in life ultimately, but we're fortunate enough to have made that for ourselves where we have that.
Yeah.
I'm
and it feels grateful. Like it feels like a dream, like all the time, like just
look at this like sick ass room and you're just like going
just
about
like,
your day.
You're just vibing here. I fucking stream in here. I write in here. Most of my OnlyFans time is spent in here.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just kind of like it feels so cool to finally be at a place and to have a fan base who has supported you through, because you've had a really long career too.
Yeah.
To just be able to be like, hey, you're at peace just doing what you're doing, and we're happy for that, and we support you in that.
Yeah.
And that feels so fucking good. Like, what did we do to deserve this? You guys like
good
liked
karma,
our boobies.
Baby. Yeah, yeah.
You liked our boobies. You liked our scenes. And then you're like, oh, hey, you're cool people too. And we're like, fuck yes.
Like, I know. It's awesome.
It just, I don't even feel like I deserve it. I'm just like, it's so fucking cool. That's why, like, I think it's cool, like, how you are someone who does work with a lot of girls in talent, and you're always, like, trying to share the knowledge that you have, because the gatekeeping is just, like,
crazy. Dude, the gatekeeping is so fucking dusty. Like, I can't with that. And, like, you know, we're just talking about how spiritual we are prior to being on this pod.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully believe and live by the fact that, like, there's more than enough room for everybody. Like, gatekeeping is very much, like, a lack mentality. Like, I have to hoard everything because there's not enough. Like, it's like, what the fuck? When the universe is a state of abundance and, like, the more you put out and you put good things out and it's going to come back to you. So in my eyes, I'm like, there's enough room for literally everybody. It's like, we are not the same. Like, you are different than me and vice versa.
Yeah.
We look different, like all the things, but like, I mean, who fucking cares? And even if we look the exact same,
it doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck. Like,
because it's also one of the things of like, especially since, I mean, let's be honest, primarily I have a male audience, as I'm sure you do too.
Yeah,
I do have like my female fans, but it is primarily men.
Yeah, totally.
And men like variety. Maybe they want to jerk off to you one day and they
want
to jerk to someone who looks completely different from you
Absolutely.
The next hour.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, there's so many choices. It's not about like, you can't just like hoard it all to yourself. Honey. What does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Play Box has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Play Box and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. And it is a thing of like, doesn't it feel better to be able to be like, from a point of being like, all right, I don't really deserve this, so I'm going to spread this back to other people because life has been really good to me in ways I didn't think would ever happen.
Yeah.
So don't you want to like share that instead of like, because it's like you're never going to own happiness. You're never going to own
like
peace acting that way. It doesn't give you peace or happiness. It just makes it feel like a thing
like a
instead of a state of being.
And like, oh, I have to like, it's just like so fucking stupid. I can't even, it's just very like, I think it's very small minded thinking. And I think that like, also for me, like I feel good when I share my knowledge. And also it's like for me too, I remember when I first got in the business and like this mostly for like mainstream porn, but like this, it goes for everything. Cause it's like, people know, and it's not like you get a manual like this is what you do, like nobody fucking tells
you
anything.
You have to like, you had to look for
it's
if there
lot.
Were like forums or just kind of like studying other people's work. And like I used to do that, even just like watch other girls' streams, because I'm like,
same,
I am so awkward, I have no idea what I'm doing. I would start like practicing what other people were doing, just like the way that they would talk or like smile and stuff like that.
Long time.
But anyway,
how they set up. Well, I think it's fine. I think it's totally normal to like draw inspiration from it. And I did the same thing too, because it's like, you're like, how are they structuring for me? I was like, how are they structuring their countdowns? Like, what are what's on their tip menu?
Yeah, and it's or like not fun like, stuff, and then being able to play off of that with other ideas.
Yeah, and like draw inspiration from that, and everyone does that, and then like put your own twist on it. I think it's only a problem when you're like, oh no, like she's doing well, then I can't do well either because she's already doing well. It's like, what?
Well, that's what makes
sense.
What
do you mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's defeatist mentality to be like
victim mentality too. Like, I just
I can't.
Like
with that, it's like we've all been a fucking victim of something. Mm-hmm. Let's use that.
Yeah,
I feel like you either use it and you're like, I'm going to use this to better myself and to be better and to do better all the time, or you just sit with it and you rot with it.
There's literally like only those two. So wouldn't you want to pick like the path of least resistance?
Because like hoarding it all to yourself, it's like cool, but at the end of the day, then you're just sitting there with yourself.
But
and it's like, can you handle that? Because typically those people can't, because they need like the audience of people.
Yeah.
Like if I think like for me personally too, I've spent like a lot of time alone this year, and I'm like, I used to never want to be alone, because you have all those thoughts and those inner dialogues and you actually have to work through that.
Yes.
And like doing so much of that this year, I'm like, oh, I actually like being by myself.
That's really good. That's awesome.
Like, and I think it's good to be able to have that with yourself, but a lot of those people don't. It's why they're always trying to create drama with other people, because they can't just sit with themselves.
100.
And I've been in that position, and especially when I was younger, and you just like everything is all reactive.
Yeah.
And when you start to be able to sit with that, you're like, oh, like things can just be okay. Like, I don't have to respond to that. I don't have to care about that.
Just
like,
let it go. Let it slide. I mean, same. I mean, at the end of the day, now in this stage of my life, I'm just like protecting my peace. I love being alone, and like, I just love it. I love spending time with myself. I love spending time with other people, but it's like, I feel it's like, I don't feel like I need to constantly be with people to feel like happy and fulfilled. I'm like, no, like I can totally feel
no,
that
it's
way
like,
on my own.
It's nice when those things happen and present themselves. You're like, but I don't feel like I'm like constantly actively seeking it out like I was before. You know, I'm kind of like making people come to me, which I'm like, wait, is this a power trip?
I mean, your house is pretty sick, so like,
I'm like, do you want to come over?
I do that all. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like, I like to be cozy at home and like in my space and be like, you want to hang? Like, come through, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a space where you and like the people that you care about feel comfortable. And yeah. it's like, there are things to like do out in the world, mm-hmm. but you know, those are fun to do in pieces, but I think having people that you can just kind of like sit with.
That's like
and
real.
You're just chilling.
That's what I cherish. Like yeah. just being able to like bullshit, you know yeah. what I mean? Or just like whatever the fuck you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, I'm like, oh damn, I am entering my mid-30s. This is where it all like comes in. No, it's good. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, yeah. oh wait, I'm reaching those like clarity points of like, oh, I don't need this shit. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Oh man, it's so good.
It's a good place to be.
Do you, how much traveling have you done this year? Because I know you travel quite a bit for shoots and stuff.
I travel a lot, yeah. I went to, usually since I live in New York during the winters, I fuck bounce. Right off and I'm like peace. I don't do well in the cold, so I spend usually 2 weeks in LA, sometimes 2 weeks in LA like every month during the winter. Sometimes I'll go to Vegas for 2 weeks. Like it mm-hmm. just depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So I've definitely been there a couple times. I went to where did I go? I went to the Galapagos Islands recently. That was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just got back actually. That was amazing. If you ever get the chance, definitely go. It's
yeah.
really special place to be. It's like it's all about like it's a national park, so it's all about coexisting with the animals
that's
and like
cool.
respecting one another. So there's sea lions just like on park benches and just oh. everywhere, and you can't touch them. But you know, you let them eat, and they're just like big dogs. They're like
that's
water dogs.
So cool.
They're so fucking cute.
That sounds
awesome. And
they're
just like, it's just, it's so cool. And when I was there, I was like, wow, this is a reminder of like what life is really all about, because like, living in any kind of city environment
yeah.
here or like New York where I live, it's just like you get caught up in like, well, you know, frankly, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I went there and I'm just like ocean, sky. It's nice. There's hiking, there's animals. Like,
yeah.
I felt very like grounded, you know?
Yeah. Have you been to Bali?
No.
I think you would really like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it that?
It's that
like
island
that?
Vibe. Like, yeah, I stayed down in like, I think it's called Chenggu. Chenggu Beach, I think, but they have like so many like health food things
yeah.
and it's just like very like islandy. There's like Nusa Penida is an island that you can like go out to on a ferry, and then they have just like this beautiful beach hike down this mountainside, and it's so cool, and there's monkeys. They're just
do they
like
steal stuff?
Yeah. They do.
Respect.
It's so good. But yeah, it was very beautiful. I felt like similar when I was there, because
yeah.
everything is, you know, very different than here, and it's like very like immersed in nature and like a totally different culture, and it's so much like, I mean, I got eaten up by mosquitoes, but it was worth it. Like
yeah.
it was really good.
Yeah, and I also it makes me like kind of like respect other cultures and learn. It's just so cool to like see how other people live. And like when I went there, it was really humbling because barely anybody, like it's not Americanized and people don't really speak English. So
yeah.
I did a lot of like ChatGPT like quick translation, and I show my phone to people, and everyone's like really nice and like yeah,
just
it was great. And I'm finding like, you know, just I guess in more recent years, that's what I'm starting to really cherish, and that's why like I'm so appreciative of like our jobs, because like we have so much agency over how we spend our time, and
so
we're
much.
Able to like get so much clarity and like be able to literally live the way we want to live. Like, oh, I appreciate this kind of vibe. Like, let me keep doing more of this, you
yeah.
know? Yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's definitely cool. Like just being able to also kind of like take it with you wherever you go. So it's like,
yeah,
not, and I feel like it's cool too, because then when I do get to see new places or whatever, I even can like share that in a way with my fans
yep.
who have also never seen it.
100%.
Or even sometimes if I go to a country where some fan is from, they're like, oh my God, you're like
yes,
where I live.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. It's really
yeah.
cool. It's really cool. And like, I did a lot of vlogging on that trip. I'm waiting for my edits to get back. But like, I'm so excited
yeah.
to share all that with my fans and make them
yeah.
feel like they were like part of it with me. So
that'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's like it. That was like my big trip this year. And yeah, I think I'm chill, and I'm going to spend time in New York while it's still warm. And
yeah,
I need to just fucking chill for a bit too. Like it's been a lot. I love to travel, but now I'm like, I need to sit for like several months.
Yeah. The burnout is real. Like
yeah.
I get a lot of social burnout, and even from people that I like really like
mm-hmm.
to hang out with, because I feel like I do this thing where I like totally isolate, and then I'm like, let's book everything at once.
Oh, I do that too.
All the time.
I do the same thing.
So I just sit in my cave.
Because you reach a point where you're like so happy to be alone and you're like so focused on your stuff and you're so comfortable. And then you reach a point where it's like, okay, like I need to like not be doing this.
We're all like, wait, I haven't like checked in on people. Yeah. What are people doing? Yeah. What is happening in the world? Like,
I feel that hard.
So then I just book a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And midway through, I'm like, oh God. I can do this. And I get to the end and I'm like, okay, goodbye. See you another three months.
No, literally, like that Homer Simpson.
Just like shutting myself in my coffin.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's totally how I live too. I mean, especially in the winter, like I was saying, I go out to like LA. I shot with Ivan for like 2 weeks straight. And by the end of that, but I tell you, like I've seen scheduled through for like the next 7 months because of that.
Yeah.
But like, man, I come back and I'm like, okay.
Just unplug everything.
I don't want to see another human for like a long time.
Me, my computer, and my online friends.
Yes.
Because that's like all I can handle. Like the social battery gets drained so much faster. I always think it's so much bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Like I like the friends that I have where we can both kind of just look at each other and we're like, okay, are we good? Sick. See you like
same. Oh my God, same. And like I think everyone in my life at this point, it's like, you know, like my primary focus is like my work, you know what I mean? And so like that's where I'm at, and we're also in our 30s. People are busy, people have families now and shit. I'm just like,
no,
I'll see you when I see you. Like we can keep in touch here and there, but like especially with social media, you know what your friends are doing. If you want to catch up, shoot them a message, give them a call, like you stay in touch, and when you see them. And like I find that like I'm just picking up where we left off, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it is super nice.
Like I just don't have the capacity to be like tending to a billion people. Like I'd prefer to also keep my circle like tight but quality, you know?
And I've had the moments where I've branched out thinking I need more people, and it always ends up bad. So I'm like, I'm just not gonna do that anymore. It's not that I don't care about people, it's not whatever, but it's like you'll check in with certain people, you know, and then you have the people that are close. But I used to just be like that for as many people as I could. Someone has a problem, it's like, oh, I'm gonna reply right away because I want you to like me and I want to make sure that we're friends. And then as soon as you need them, it's like, oh well,
you're
just too much. And it's like,
no, it's like, so not it's my, like, there's a saying I picked up in the past couple of years, and it's like, not my circus, not my monkeys, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to be there for like true friends and be a listening ear or whatever you may need, but like when it's like trickling out into like acquaintances and stuff, like I'm just like, no, like I no, the answer is no.
Like one of my biggest pet peeves used to be, and I like could never, like, you know, sometimes you have people and they just overstay. And you don't know how to ask them. I didn't used to know how to ask them to leave. Like in the Midwest, what we do is, you just lean forward, you slap both your knees, and you're like, well, this has been fun, and you fucking leave.
So let me interject real quick. I'm from upstate New York. Like, and I find that there's like intersection between the lifestyles, and it's the same thing up there. For sure. I mean, I would just say like, oh, I gotta do stuff. I gotta work. So it was really great to see you or something like that. Like, oh, are you leaving?
Yeah. You just always have some excuse. Like you have a pre-programmed excuse. Nobody questions it. And they're like, all right. And they have their pre-programmed reason why it sounds like a good time for you to leave. And you just go out here or in like the West Coast and all that. I tried the whelp and they don't know what that is. So they just keep lingering. You know what I mean?
I don't know what that is too, because from a young age, like the way I was brought up, like you got to gauge that, and you don't overstay your welcome. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I come into town, like LA, for example, I have a friend that I stay with sometimes, and like I could stay there longer, but I don't feel comfortable. Oh, I'm staying at your house for 2 weeks straight. Like, yeah. You know, like, no, like, maybe I'll stay there for a bit and then I'll move to a hotel, or maybe I'll make my trip short.
Oh, it's good to see my friend, whatever.
Yeah, but like, I don't feel, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I don't want to be that person who's like just fucking taking over your whole space for a long time. Yeah. You know, I don't like that. Like, I feel that's embarrassing for you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, no, I can't do it. And I don't even like in most people's houses too. I don't know. I get weird after like a night or two, like even just going to see friends. I'm like, no, I'll get a hotel.
Oh, I am the queen of hotels. Forget it. Like, and
there
I stopped,
are a few people
like,
I could stay with.
Yeah, I stopped feeling bad. I used to feel bad about that, but then I was like, I mean, God, I changed. It's been like 8 years or so, but you know, I got to a point where I was like, I'm the one in charge of this operation. So I have to tell, like, I got to live how I want. Like, there's no point in, like...
You could hang out all day, but if you can have your own space to go and recoup to, then you're ready for the next day of hanging out.
And
because
you're
never fully comfortable
much.
In someone else's house, even if you're like close to them for like long periods of time, because you start to be like, wait, do I live here now?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, it's weird.
Exactly.
You know?
And and for me too, like, I'm very straight up and I'm just like, no, I just like to have my own space. And it's you know, like, I don't go on vacation. It's very, very rare that I would go on vacation and share, like, even an Airbnb with someone, unless it's, like, close family, maybe. But even that, I'm just like, you know what,
like,
I mean?
I'm
like,
ready to
go. Like my space. And, like, so it's doable. But I just like to, you know, if you want to take a trip with someone, get your own, like, separate units and you reconvene and then you go your separate ways, you know? It's why is that a problem? Also, at this point in our lives, we're like, we're adults.
Yeah.
We're adults.
We can do whatever we want.
Free will, baby.
It's crazy. I used to think, like, because I also feel like being in my 30s, I'm like, I still feel like so young at heart, and I'm like,
same,
why did everyone seem so old? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is it because they had children?
Probably.
It's probably like, maybe if you have children, let me know. Like, I don't have children, so I don't really know, but I feel like
I don't know, though, because I know, I mean, there's some women in our industry who are, like, literally our moms, and they're fucking, and they're good, you know, they're good moms. They're not, like, you know, they're, like, taking care of their family, and, like, they're very family-oriented, but, like,
they're
living their life,
either.
So I feel like a lot of people just kind of use that as an excuse, or they don't have anything else going on except for that.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to always just, like, have your own thing going on and not get lost and, like, I'm just doing this one thing, and this is how I'm defined. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think so too. Yeah. And it's like, I don't feel also maybe like when our parents were younger and like everyone was having kids and families and stuff, that it was a lot less common to have something to do outside of that. And
that's true.
You know, a lot more opportunities for things right now. Even if you're like, oh, I do like a baking show on TikTok or something.
Yeah,
like there's just so many other things to like occupy your mind. My mind is occupied by hormones right now. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't sleep well last night.
Girl,
I'm surprised we've even gotten this far. This is crazy. I'm like, how have we
rally. We're here. We're rallying. We're not messing around.
I had a lot of coffee this morning, so I was like, I'm not going to be able to do anything for Alex while she's here.
I woke up in my hotel and it was like the option. You can order a cup or you can order it. Was it like a liter? It was like a
liter of cola.
It was
seen Super like, Troopers.
A minute ago. It's been a minute. It was like, I don't know, like that big. I drank the whole thing. I was like sitting in bed. I'm like just chugging the shit. Like, like I need a little extra help today.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of extra help, I actually have, if you want to round it out, we could play a little Never Have I Ever.
Oh.
We don't have to do anything for them if you don't want to, unless you want to do something weird.
I don't want to stand up or anything.
I don't either.
Okay.
We can Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. We could just do nothing.
No, we could sit and do it. Yeah. So.
Oh, no. It's just never have I ever. Not like a, not charades or anything.
So this is, again. I know. Like, all right, I'm ready to go.
I feel you. All right. So I will pull one. What should we have? Let's ask ChatGPT. ChatGPT, oh my god, what should we do? Can you do voice message into it? How do you do that?
I don't know. I've been trying to, it never works, so I just gave up.
Hey, ChatGPT, Alfred. We're going to be playing Never Have I Ever. So if we draw a card and we have done the thing that's on the card, what should be our punishment on the podcast? Let's see. You want to punish? Whoa.
This sounds like it took a turn.
Whoa, Alfred. You want a punishment system that's funny, a little spicy, and good for listeners and viewers. Something that keeps the energy high but doesn't stall the show. Well, thank you, Alfred. Spicy punishments. Read a real DM from a fan, but dramatically, like Shakespeare. No, I'm not going to do that. Most of them are just like, are you married? I summed it up right there. Are you married? Or like, how are you today? How are you, dear?
Hey, babe, you're in my fill-in-the-blank city. Want to link up? Like, what the fuck? No, I don't.
Ew.
What do you mean?
Like, what are you talking about?
Get out of here.
I don't know, you random stranger. Get the fuck out of here. Alfred, these are terrible. Alfred, I'm so disappointed. Oh, there's a drinking option. Lovely. Because we've never heard of that before,
Let's
Alfred.
Do some shots.
Whatever. I'm not doing anything. All right. Never have I ever been pulled over while on a date.
Are you asking me this?
Yes. Have you?
Coming back from a date. Yeah, but I wasn't driving. Does that count?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you probably have to be driving, right?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I have not. I've actually only been pulled over like twice.
Holy shit.
But my ex got pulled over a lot while driving. We'll just say that. All right. I was just started pulling my butt.
Never have I ever been caught masturbating.
Bitch, I've been caught masturbating so many times. I've been caught masturbating an obscene amount of times. Like, there, it's good that I have the job that I have. Has walked in on me masturbating. There was an incident with a pillow when I was younger. My mom just slammed the door and told me, like, leave my pillows alone. It was a whole thing. So, yes.
Okay. I actually have not. I have not.
No? Never?
Like, literally never. I'm trying to rack my brain here, and I don't think I have.
Girl.
No.
I was rutting a fucking pillow. I was just in bed going to town. My mom just throws open the door out of nowhere. I rolled off the bed through the pillow and it was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's horrible. I feel like that's worse than getting caught jerking off by your mom. Like, it's almost more embarrassing. It's like you kind of expect it. Right?
That's
you
a very
don't
good
expect
point.
To walk in just like
nope.
making sweet love to a pillow.
No. Nope. No. Well,
oh my God.
It is good that you have the job that you have.
It
because
is.
Now we're able to laugh about it.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's kind of weird to me, like, having the job. Have we ever talked about how you got into
industry? I think the last time I was on
I think
pod
we did, yeah. But it's just an odd situation to be in the job that I'm in, but I love it. Getting naked is so fun.
I say this all the time, but I'm like, I can't do another job because nothing else is as fun. And, like, I like being, like, on the edge. Like, I don't want to have to be all buttoned up. Like, I want to tiptoe on the edge. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
society's like me. Generally speaking, oh, you got OnlyFans, blah blah blah. It's like, I'm having a great time. Like, yeah, fuck yourself.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah. You know, like do your thing. But like, yeah, I love it.
Your opinion doesn't pay me.
No, but, and also like our qualities of our quality of life is like so great. Like it's just like,
no,
your opinions are null and void.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's like it comes from a place of like, because I don't give a fuck what other people are doing in their lives.
No, I don't. Like, I literally do. I don't care.
No,
why?
I don't. It doesn't matter to me because it's not my life. No, I'm worried about my life.
And there's too much, especially at this point in life. It's like there's so much going on already. I cannot waste brain space on dumb shit. That doesn't
and like the more
matter.
You start tuning that out, the better your life gets. Like, yes. I kind of feel like if you're mad enough to be on social media like commenting negatively, then it's like, I mean, I feel like everybody kind of knows this by now, but like you could be doing so much more with your life. Because think about how much energy and brain capacity that takes. Like, I can't think of getting mad enough at something to like just keep fucking beating the same horse because I'm so pissed off about my life. Like,
you gotta go to therapy, dude. Like, don't shout it into the void.
Go walk outside.
Yeah,
go outside. Take a walk,
as they say. You know,
get some sun on your skin. Like
vitamin
D,
baby. Yeah, it's just the basic human shit. Like, go live your life and get the fuck off the internet
and shower, because we know that you haven't. Like, just shower.
Please, take a shower. Also, by the way, real quick. Wash your fucking butthole. Have you seen this on TikTok? Like how people, let me just tell you. So I end up on like the side of TikTok where it's like these professional like waxers get on and they're like, oh, like I did a Brazilian wax for someone today. And like, there was like just remnants of everything and like toilet paper. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like when I get in the shower, like everything's getting scrubbed.
My finger is in my butthole to make sure it's clean. Like I just
it's getting scrubbed like multiple times a day.
Exfoliating, the double shampoo.
Yeah.
Like get clean.
In there.
You can't just like just
rinse,
go
like or just
and
like
then stand under. Have you heard that some people don't wash their feet? Like they don't.
Yeah. Actually,
like,
was that a morbid recently? Because that's what I wanted to do. And I was like, wait, ew. Like, I don't know. Like,
excuse me?
I don't know. I guess I get in my head about it and I'm like, I would just think about it nonstop if
all
I
the
didn't
time.
Do it. You know, it would eat away at my soul.
For real.
If I, like, there was one time I went camping.
Because, like, you think sunscreen, too. If you wear sunscreen or, like, lotion, you just have layers and layers because you're not, like, fully scrubbing.
Crazy. I can't. And, like, I was going to say, like, one time I went camping and it was, like, sleep in the woods, hike the next day or vice versa. I think it was that. Anyways, so I realized I don't have a fucking toothbrush. I cannot even tell you. The entire time on this hike, I'm like, I can't wait to get off. I can't. And literally because I was like,
the film on your teeth.
I did not brush my teeth this morning. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So I sprinted into a gas station after this was done. And I brushed my teeth in the gas station bathroom. I bought toothpaste. I was like, I can't.
I need
so
this.
So the fact that people just go without basic hygiene is.
Dude, it's like with
beyond.
The house. It's like with the house.
Yes.
Because we're bringing it full circle. That's a callback, ladies and gentlemen, to the start of the motherfucking show here at the end. Because y'all, just wash clean, like a little bit. Like, just, you know what it is? It's like, oh, like people think like, oh, self-care is so dumb. Like, it's like, no. It's literally, it's not like it's self-care. It's just literally taking care of
just
yourself.
Take a fucking shower, dude. Like basic hygiene.
You know, like with the Sims, did you ever play Sims?
Of course. Yeah,
Of course. And they get so upset when they need to go to the bathroom, when they need to shower, when they get too dirty, and then they shit themselves.
And then
they're like
a cloud of like dust.
Yeah, they're just dying.
Yeah,
like,
I forgot about that.
That is people who troll online. They're the little unwashed, uncared for Sim.
True.
And unfortunately, you don't have someone running your program. Or do you? Maybe they forgot about you. I don't know. But you can try to take some autonomy and just do that shit for yourself. Because even sometimes I'll get grumpy and I'm like, oh, I should just take a shower.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh,
I
shit.
Swear. I had the worst like couple days last week. Yeah. And just like all kinds of life bullshit piling up. And I'm great now. But during the time I was like, oh, my God, I just feel terrible. I got a pedicure. I sat home, put on a show, did all my like facial stuff, white strips. I just felt so good to like do something for myself. And I felt better after that.
Yeah.
Know?
So y'all, your homework for the week is to fucking take care of yourself. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you've never washed your feet before, I suggest getting in the shower or the tub right now and just scrub between those toesies. I'll even do it for you. Just scrub between them. Just give them a little scrub and exfoliate your body. Like, do something nice for yourself because honestly, you deserve it. And where can they follow you?
Instagram at @thealexlinks and onlyfans.com/alexlinks.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining. We will see you next week. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. Actually, we won't see you next week. It's every other week. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. So make sure that you subscribe, share with a friend. You can join me on patreon.com/twndpodcast if you want to join the dirtbag tier for monthly Zoom chats, all of the support that pays David to keep the show running, and follow the podcast on Instagram and X at @twndpodcast. And I'll see you not this coming week, but the week after.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my it off, let it go. Hey!